I found myself walking through the cornfield I'd dreamed of while I'd been home for my mother's funeral. And great ears of unharvested corn made walking between the rows near impossible. The rustle of leaves around me was accompanied by children laughing, and whenever I turned in the direction of their voices, they moved in the opposite direction. Several times I thought about calling out, but then the thickness of the leaves scraped against my skin, drawing little scratches that immediately itched. I had no idea where I was going or why I was even there. But I continued to follow the sound of their laughter until at last I came out along the edge of a vast crop circle. The flattened stalks lay neatly down in a peculiar pattern, as though some great force stamped them down from the sky. Standing in the center of the circle was my mother. I started walking toward her, but the flattened stalks felt unstable beneath my feet. When I looked down, they were bare, and I became immediately aware of the jagged edges under the tender skin of my feet. On each side of my mother there was a child, both of them disturbingly androgynous and faceless. And as I studied them, it seemed from time to time their faces became clear. But as soon as they did, they were blurred over again, making them seem like they were out of tune. "There she is." She patted them each on their shoulders, and they rushed out to meet me, throwing their arms around my legs with such force that I nearly toppled backwards. "I always thought about having another one," my mother said. "Two is a nice number. It provides balance," she added. "Maybe you wouldn't have been so serious if you'd had a brother or sister to set you straight." "Mom? Where are we? Don't think I haven't heard it all these last couple weeks." Ignoring my question, she started toward me with her hands positioned familiarly on her hips. "All the curses? Your little blame games? My fault you quit your job." Her eyes arced upward while she shook her head. "It was the first bit of sense you've made on your own in years. Why give me the credit? I was afraid I was doing things all wrong." "There is no right or wrong way of doing things, Janice. I have tried to tell you that your whole life. You can make all the plans you like, but if they don't fit into God's plan, they fall apart." "Well, that's just great, Mom. What else can I look forward to falling apart?" She shook her head. "I can't tell you those things, babe. That's for you to work through in your own time." She reached out and laid her hand on my shoulder. Her eyes, which were so much like mine it felt like I was staring into a mirror, seemed to smile with reassurance. "I can tell you this. A broken and weary heart has been laid in your hands." Her hand lowered and she took both of my hands into her grasp. "Heal it, Janice." She squeezed my fingers inside her own. "You're the only one who can." "What do you mean, Mom? A broken and weary heart?" The wind stirred cold behind me as she dropped my hands. Everything moved in slow motion. Even the two children, who were holding on to me, reluctantly let go to follow her. All around the stalks were no longer green, but dried out in brittle gold with hints of black mildew growing along the leaves. "Mom, what does it mean? Please! Just tell me what to do, Mom!"